Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some common problems you may be having with your saltwater system. And since there are so many different systems, I'm going to keep this general, and this will give you an idea of problems you're going to have overall with saltwater generators. And I'm going to cover, of course, when it's not producing chlorine, when to know when to clean the cell, and other problems related to having a saltwater generator. And hopefully after listening to this, you'll have a better grasp of your system. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I'll start with some of the basics. And first, a saltwater generator is a chlorine generator, so it is going to make chlorine for the pool. I'm not exactly sure where this myth came from, but it's been propagated in the industry, and you may still hear certain people say that a saltwater generator or saltwater pool is not a chlorine pool, when in fact it is. It's a small chlorine factory, basically. The salt generator will convert the salt into the chlorine, and of course that's a simplified explanation of the process of what happens. And it's one of those things where they can be really complicated if you're new to a saltwater generator. Here are some very basic concepts with the saltwater generator. Number one, it's not going to operate unless the pump is running. Number two, the operation of the pump runtime, or how long the pump is run, I should say, determines how much chlorine is produced by the saltwater generator. And there are other factors also, like for instance, the output you set the saltwater generator for. Most of the saltwater systems can be adjusted down from 100% output down to 50%, 20%, some even down to 1% or 2% if you needed to go that low. Also, the condition of the water is also a factor. Is the pool being heavily used? Is the water really warm if you're in the high desert area of California? Maybe your water temperature is 85 or even 90 degrees in the summer. That also affects the chlorine production. And also what the filter condition is. Is the filter clean? Is the filter old, not functioning well? And then one other factor would be the pool cyanuric acid level. Is there enough cyanuric acid in the pool to protect it from the sun's UV rays? Now, I mentioned the myth that the saltwater generator is not a chlorine pool, which has been, of course, disproven because it's not true. It is a chlorine pool. And sometime when I first started seeing salt systems installed in residential pools, there was something else propagated, which I bought into and believe that you can actually run the saltwater generator with really low cyanuric acid, even no cyanuric acid. And this went on for several, you know, years in, I'm going to say the late 90s when, or early 2000s when they were becoming really popular. And so we were taught that you didn't need a lot of cyanuric acid because it's constantly producing chlorine, putting it in the water, and there's really no need to have a high cyanuric acid level. Now we know that, in fact, you probably want to have a cyanuric acid level higher than the recommended level for a regular chlorine pool, a pool on tablets or liquid chlorine or Cal Hypo, because the way the salt system injects the chlorine into the pool, so it's going to have a high concentration of chlorine coming out of the return lines. Your pool has 3 return lines, let's say. Some pools have 2. Some may have more than that. But let's just say, for sake of argument, you have 3 return lines in your pool. So the chlorine from the miniature chlorine factory, which is a salt cell, is going to be put into the pool through these small little 1.5-inch returns in a high concentration. So what happens in that case, if you don't have a good cyanuric acid level, the sun's UV rays will burn off very rapidly. And this is another factor that I probably should have mentioned when I was talking about the factors in the chlorine in the salt pool. And that is UV index. When it's really high, of course, the sun burns chlorine or destroys chlorine faster in the pool and it'll burn off the chlorine a lot quicker, even with a saltwater generator. So the cyanuric acid needs to be at a higher level than you would typically put in a pool because of the high concentration of chlorine going into the pool in a specific area of the pool, which is the return lines of the pool. So most of the thoughts today are that the cyanuric acid level should be around 80 parts per million. You can even go as high as 100 parts per million, and this will give you protection for the chlorine that's being produced. And one of the problems you're going to run into with a saltwater generator, and I'll touch on the first one here, since it kind of led into it, talking about cyanuric acid, and that is if you have too little cyanuric acid in the pool, you're not going to be able to maintain a good chlorine level in the pool, even if you have your salt system at 100% output, and maybe it's not, you're not using the pool. But if, you know, it's really warm out in the summertime, of course, and the pool water is warmer, and there's not enough cyanuric acid because the sun's UV index is higher, chances are that pool will be at zero every day or really low and then zeroing out as the day goes on. So cyanuric acid is one factor that you have to be aware of, and you do need to add it to your pool because you're not using any products that have cyanuric acid in it in a saltwater pool. If you're using the 3-inch trichlor tablets, you may know this, you may not, but half of the percentage of that weight, and typically a tablet weighs about 8 ounces, half of that is cyanuric acid. So you're putting 4 ounces of cyanuric acid in the pool with every tablet you're putting in your floater or your inline chlorinator. With a saltwater generator, you really aren't using any products that add cyanuric acid to the pool, so you have to add cyanuric acid yourself. You can buy it, of course, at the pool store. It's called conditioner. I mean, that's the old term we used to use, conditioner. I'm not sure if they even label that as conditioner anymore, but you may find it as pool conditioner somewhere. Cyanuric acid is usually the what you're going to find it as. Some people label it as stabilizer. So the confusion with cyanuric acid is that there's two terms or two names that were pinned on it back, you know, maybe in the 80s or 90s. I don't know when it first started. I call it conditioner. Other people call it stabilizer. Truly, I think the label should say cyanuric acid, and that way you know you're adding the right product to the pool, and you should see the active ingredient as cyanuric acid. And this will protect the pool's chlorine from being destroyed rapidly by the sun's UV rays. Now, it's going to be destroyed over time, but it protects it and slows down the degradation of the chlorine from the UV radiation or rays. I guess radiation, that's probably a bad word to use when you're talking about pools in the sun, but the UV rays are really break down the chlorine. So that's one thing that's going to cause you to have low chlorine in the saltwater pool. Another thing that's going to cause you to have low chlorine is not having the pool running long enough. And this is a factor that's really important because you may have a variable speed pump and you may think you're running it long enough when you're really not, because you're running it at a lower RPM. So sometimes you have to boost the RPM up to get the salt production out of the cell at a good rate. Sometimes you just have to run the pool longer. Regardless, that's the first thing that you want to do when you're finding out that your saltwater system is showing all green lights, everything should be good, it should be producing chlorine. Your cyanuric acid level is at 80 parts per million, let's say, and you're still not getting any chlorine in the pool. So it could just be the runtime. It could also be that the output of the cell is too low. And I've taken over pools before that had the IC40s, the Pentair IntelliChlor cells on there. And a lot of times, because they're connected to an automated system, they're controlled from inside the panel. And a lot of times they're just set at 20% output. And this is something that I discovered early on, is that, you know, the 20% output is usually not going to do it for most pools in the summertime. And a lot of times when I found this problem, it was just because the output was too low and it wasn't getting enough chlorine introduced into the pool water, because it just wasn't at a high enough output. So you want to boost it up to 100%, and then you want to go down from there. And I always recommend running your pool longer and also boosting the system up to 100%. Now, one factor that could be causing you not to have enough chlorine in the pool is not just the things I mentioned here, and it's not the output or the runtime, but it could be that you have an undersized salt system. And I've seen many of this over the years, where the builder will put in just the same size salt system for the amount of gallons of water in the pool. And as you know from my other podcasts, that I really like putting in a larger salt system for a pool. So if it's a 20,000 gallon pool, I'll put in a salt water generator rated for 40,000 gallons, which is really something that the manufacturers don't promote or preach much, but I do it here because I think it's logical and it's something that is going to help you in avoiding situations where the pool runs out of chlorine. And the thing is that you just want to, of course, double the size of it. I mean, it would be like if you were going to buy a doghouse for your dog, and let's say your dog is a 40-pound dog. You go to Walmart to pick up a doghouse, and you see like the doghouse is rated for your dog size, and it's like, well, that looks pretty small, but I guess it's fine. And your dog can barely like turn around in there. So you just get a doghouse, you go back, return it, get one for an 80-pound dog, and you'll find that your dog has a lot more room. It can turn around and lay down. It's a weird analogy, but it's kind of similar to a saltwater generator that's oversized. It'll give you a lot more room, margin of error, and you can run the salt output lower, and the chlorine production is much greater in the larger salt cell than in the smaller one. For example, the IC40 by Pentair can produce 1.4 pounds when it's running 24 hours a day at 100% output. And surprise, not a trick question, but the Pentair IC20, which is rated for 20,000 gallons, can put out 0.7 pounds of chlorine per day, which is half the amount of the IC40. So you see where I'm going here with this. If you had a chlorine generator that can make 1.4 pounds of chlorine per day, running your pump at full speed for 24 hours a day, and then you had another salt cell that can make 0.7 pounds if you run it 24 hours a day, 100% output, which one would be better for your pool if it's 20,000 gallons? And you guessed it, it would be the IC40, which is the bigger salt cell with the more production, because you want to have that cushion. So I'm going to back up a little bit because I talked a long time and I've gotten a little away from the initial premise here. And that is that, barring all the things I mentioned earlier, if you have an undersized salt cell, you may not be able to get the chlorine production that you need out of it because it's just not going to be able to produce enough chlorine for your size pool. So be aware of that when you're purchasing it. And yes, in most cases, you can upgrade the salt system or the salt cell and keep the same control panel. Pentair, their power boxes are all the same. So they're going to work with an IC20, IC40, IC60. And Hayward, the AquaBright cells, you have to actually reset it, but it will work with a T3, T5, T15 cell. Not a problem. You can upgrade the cell whenever you need to. And I suggest doing that if you find that you're having the problem because you have an undersized cell. Another thing that you may be aware of, may not be aware of, is that the cell will not produce chlorine effectively if there's calcium buildup on the plates. Now, the calcium buildup is something unavoidable. It's not necessarily pool chemistry related, but in a way, you want to definitely keep the LSI, the saturation index, in balance to prevent a lot of scale buildup. But a lot of it has to do with the actual water, the municipal water in your area, the source of the water. In my area, it's well water, and it's really high in calcium. And so at my house, I have a Jandy TrueClear, and I can see the calcium built up on the plates. And within like a month, you can see the buildup forming. In my house, the shower heads are all clogged with calcium. The aerator on my faucets are all clogged up. In fact, I changed an aerator one time in my bathroom, and it was mainly because really little water was coming out of it, and it was coming out at weird angles. And I even tried like cleaning it in vinegar. Didn't work. It just had so much really strong calcium buildup. And this is something that you're going to find, you know, you'll see in your toilets, a ring around the toilets from the calcium. And of course, you're going to have more calcium buildup in the salt cell because of that reason. And you, of course, want to keep the water balanced. You don't want to have your, you know, your pH level elevated all the time. And you want to make sure that you definitely use the Orenda app and go in there and use the LSI calculator to try to keep your water in as much balance as possible. But the calcium buildup is something that's going to happen over time. That's just the nature of, you know, calcium reacting with the salt plates on the cell. And so you have to clean the salt cell. Sometimes your indicator at your system will tell you when the salt cell is dirty. Other times it may not. I suggest inspecting the cell often if you're in an area with a lot of calcium buildup. And you'll know this because you've cleaned your salt cell and then maybe 2 months later you notice a lot of buildup again. So you want to probably check your particular salt system regularly, your salt cell. A lot of times you can't see in there unless it's a clear cell, like the CMP or the TrueClear. Other times, you're going to have to just rely on the panel sometimes telling you when it's dirty. The Hayward AquaRight will indicate a dirty cell, but just be warned that there's also a three-month period where it's going to say that the cell is dirty when it's not, just as a matter of programming. You have to reset that on the AquaRight system. But I would say inspecting your cell, if you suspect that your chlorine level is low because of a dirty cell, just take it out and clean it and refer to your manufacturers the recommended amount of muriatic acid to put in with water, the water to acid ratio. Each manufacturer is a little bit different, so make sure that you don't overdo it, but too much acid. And you want to, of course, pull up the PDF manual of your salt system, like the Jandy TrueClear. You go online and find it. If you don't have the manual physically, it'll tell you how much muriatic acid and how much water ratio to add to clean that cell. Another problem you may have with your saltwater generator is that it's saying that there is low salt in the pool. And this may be the case. A lot of the generators will have an indicator. It'll flash if there's low salt, or the light will come on indicating low salt. And it could actually be that the salt level is low in the pool. Now, the salt won't leave the water through evaporation, but it will be diluted if you fill your pool or if you get a lot of rain. And if you have heavy usage, splash out. If you have a sand filter and you backwash your pool a lot, even I guess in some cases with a D filter, if you're backwashing twice in between cleaning it, you may lose some water there at a good percentage, and you may need to add salt to the pool. So just remember, it doesn't evaporate out, but it does dilute over time with rainwater. Like for instance, last year we got 35 inches of rain, and I think most of the pools in my area and my route went down by 1,000 parts per million, which required about 3 or 4 bags, depending on the pool size, to recharge it, which is really rare in California, where I may be adding 1 bag a year to the pool instead of adding 2, 3, or 4 bags. So it's one of those things where the rain will dilute the pool and the salt level will drop. So if you start the season and you do get a low salt indicator, there's a good chance that the pool has low salt. How do you test it? Sometimes the system itself has a salinity monitor or will give you the salt level based on the salinity of the pool. Other times you're going to need to get a way to test it. You can buy like $20 salinity testers on Amazon. You can buy more expensive ones. I like using the Lamotte one. I think the Tracer is a really good salt salinity tester. I also used the Hawk model before. H-A-C-H. It's a good tester also, but you can use a low-end one if you want, but you probably want to have an independent tester. You can use the salt water test strips. I just don't think they're super accurate, and I've always had trouble seeing when it reached this point and, you know, what the actual part per million of salt is in the pool. So I recommend getting a digital tester to test the salt level if you are getting a low salt indicator on your system. One note of caution, and this is for the Hayward AquaRight system: when that salt cell starts to get old, let's say that it's 4 or 5 years old, it's going to give you a false low salt indicator. And a lot of times you're going to add salt to the pool and that'll correct the problem. But then a week or two later, you'll get another low salt indicator. Sometimes if the salt cell is really dirty with the Hayward AquaRight, it also gives you a low salt indicator. So clean the cell. And then if you have a separate digital tester, it'll give you an indication of the actual salt level of that pool. So when the salt cell starts to get old on these systems, you're going to get a low salt indicator all the time. And you're going to keep adding salt, which is a bad idea, because I've taken over some pools with the Hayward AquaRight systems where the salt level was at 7,000 parts per million. I even had one that was at 8,000 because the pool tech prior, or the homeowner, kept adding salt to the pool thinking it was going to help the system. When in fact, when the salt cell was replaced, it had a high salt indicator light flashing because there's just way too much salt in the pool. And so just be aware that some systems, when the salt cell starts to go bad or when it gets really dirty, it'll give you a low salt indicator, which may not be true. And so that's why you need to independently test it with a digital salinity meter. And let me briefly touch on high pH in a salt pool. And I did a specific podcast on this where I talked about pH. Basically, just the way the salt is produced is going to cause pH to rise in the saltwater pool. And there's 3 things you can do to help modulate this. Number 1 is to keep your alkalinity at 80 parts per million. under 100 is more or less the best, but 80, 70 to 80 is probably the best range for this, and that will cause the pH to rise less rapidly in the pool and more gradually. Also, you want to make sure that you're running the system maybe at half the output, and that's another reason why you want to get a larger saltwater system. So at a lower output, it's not producing as much chlorine, and so by not actually working, so half the time it's on, half the time it's off in an hour, so in 1 hour it's only running for 30 minutes, it's going to have less side effects and the pH won't rise as rapidly. You also want to make sure you reduce the water features the best you can, not have those running. And then the last thing you can do is add borates to 50 parts per million. And the borates act as a pH buffer along with alkalinity and the cyanuric acid in the water. And all of these in conjunction will help your pool from, help the pH in the pool from rising rapidly week after week in a saltwater pool. You want to eliminate it because you're always going to have pH rising in a saltwater pool because of the turbulence in the cell is aerating at one point. Also, the fact that as it's producing the chlorine, it's also having the pH go up. And so if you can lower down the output and then put an extra buffer in with the borates and keep the alkalinity low so that the pH doesn't bounce rapidly up, these are all things that are going to help you with the high pH in a saltwater pool. And so if you just got a saltwater generator or if you have you just bought a house with a saltwater pool, these are some things to be aware of, and I kept it as basic as I could for the newbies here who maybe are just starting a pool route and you're discovering these saltwater generators on the pools, or if you just bought the house with a saltwater generator. I hope this helps you understand a little bit of the common problems, which is not producing chlorine and also low salt and the high pH. There's, of course, more problems or more issues you're going to have with a saltwater generator. But these are the three top ones, I think, that you're going to run into. And the other ones you can, of course, navigate by listening to my other podcasts on saltwater pools. I have a lot of podcasts where I talk about saltwater generators. You can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I've recorded. And again, you can just type in the search box salt pool or salt generator. That'll give you the, or just type the word salt in, I guess that's easiest. And I'll give you all the salt podcasts that I've created. If you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more about the coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless.
Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.